Okay, so addendum. Honey, you're a big tea enthusiast. What do you like to add to tea? What are your favorite kinds of flavors of tea? Your team tea, hashtag team tea, much like Sean Thomas. Can you talk about your tea, your world of tea?
I like to add just a dash of milk or a dash of half and half,
Hmm.
a very small amount.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally honey, depending on the flavor of tea.
Yeah.
I love English breakfast. I love chai. I love anything that's kind of vanilla. I love apple cinnamon.
Yeah, I like the fruit ones.
Yeah, I love peach and blueberry. Those are my favorite fruits.
I always feel like the most safe bet is on fruit. Although we've had some questionable fruit tea here and there. To me, milk is like a coffee thing. Like it doesn't belong in tea. I have you throw some honey into mine every once in a while. And I remember being sick, and I would be fresh squeezed lemon and honey in hot tea was a
Oh,
go-to.
yeah.
But haven't done that for a while because we don't have lemons. Why don't we have lemons, honey?
We can easily attain them, honey.
Okay. Well, we have the fake lime or fake lemon.
Oh, yeah, in the plastic lemon bottle,
Yeah.
lime bottle.
Yeah. It looks like a lemon slash lime.
Yeah.
Let's have some tea tonight. And when you make it, I like to say, "Hello, Governor. Spot of tea." I feel like you're Florence Pugh in her Hot Ones appearance. We're gonna watch episode 2 of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the Amazon Prime TV series. The first one was underwhelming, but we're gonna give it one more chance. Yes.
Yes, one more chance, maybe two more chances.
The friend who got your original tea kettle, are you gonna toss that or are you gonna hold on to it? Because
Honey,
yeah, clutter,
I
clutter.
can't part with it. You know what I did? I put it in the back of the cupboard in the corner, and I'll.
That's where things begin to amass and grow, honey.
If I don't use it in the next 5 years, I'll toss it.
Okay. Write it down on your calendar, 2029. Your friend Lucy got you that.
Yeah.
She lives in England. She married an English dude. And not like London, like the countryside, right?
They did used to live in London, and now they live, I believe, in Cornwall.
Gotcha. And I thought I was done with traveling. I mean, I was never like a big time traveler. But lately I've been like, I want to go somewhere. I want to do something. I want to see this world we have.
I do
I
too.
want to live this life. My friend Joshua Good is in Tokyo right now, and I've been loving his freaking pictures, dude. His IG story. It's just so different, but it's also the same. Like there's apartments and there's food and there's streets and cars, but it's another world. And I'm like, wow, it blows me away. And I have Wanderlust. But Lucy's invited you slash us to go out there. Tickets are start at $1,500 each. So it's quite the price tag. But I don't know. I think us two is feasible because I mean we're gonna stay with them, but we're still gonna spend money just because we're on vacation. Going with Luna and Lennox, I mean, I would love to do that, but you're looking at 6 G's right off the bat. But I would like to, I would like to travel.
I would too.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there's still so much of California I've never seen.
Yeah.
So I'd be happy with even doing a couple little small trips here in our state.
Yeah. We were just talking about going just down yonder, down south to little towns like Locke. Locke, which has like a Chinese immigrant history, checkered history, let's be honest. And that's a half hour, 45 minutes away. We definitely got to put that on the to-do list. Inhaling helium, honey, sucking down helium. We lost a few brain cells, but I don't need no brain cells. I still be hecka smart.
You started out with so many.
Yeah, exactly. I could now I'm down to like a Mensa level, and then
Okay.
I'll lose a few more and get down to a to I'll be on Jeopardy soon. So we got McDonald's yesterday, and for Lennox's technically officially his birthday, and Lennox wanted a 20 piece and two large fries, and I was like, okay. And I'm in the app, and I love a good deal. I was like, I'll get him as much. I need to get a deal. I need to save some money. I need to not pay full price.
You were
Like
poking around in the app for around 45
for a
minutes.
while, yeah.
I just left you to it though, because I knew that you were doing your thing.
Well, if they like offer a Big Mac and large fries for $6, I'll add the Big Mac and large fries a la carte. And if it's $6.21, then I'm like, well, that's 21-cent savings. But Lennox wanted 20 piece and two large fries. And magically, I was in the McDonald's app. And if you buy a 20 piece, which is a little over $8, you get two free large fries. A large fries is $4.59 each. So you're getting $9.18, over $9 bow free. And it's exactly what Lennox wanted. So I was like, oh yeah, it's on and popping. So we offered Lennox to have a party. Last year we did bowling.
Yeah.
Took him and his friends to the bowling alley, Capitol Bowl in West Sac. And then this year we pitched him an idea, like these trampoline cities or what do you call it, centers, where it's a huge warehouse and there's tons of trampolines and nets and kids go wild. We pitched him on that and he wanted it, but then he rescinded the offer. He spurned it. He turned his nose up at it. It would have been about $300, and they give you a room and they give you a couple pizzas and the kids go hog wild. But I'm glad he didn't want the party because that would have just been just a burdensome headache for us.
I'm kind of sad he didn't do it. It would have been fun.
Well, I think bowling is low impact. Like you throw them in a lane and they have a good old time. But I honestly worry about kids breaking their necks in
Being
these.
responsible for other people's kids.
Right.
That's, yeah.
These trampoline things, you sign a waiver saying, oh, it's okay if I die. And then they let you go nuts. But I'm glad he didn't choose to do that, to have a party. But he said what he wanted was a bucket of chicken tendies. And I was like, okay, we'll make that happen. So I go on KFC.com, you can order, and they have a 16 chicken tendy meal for $56. And based on the picture on the website, it was in a box. But I'm sure I could have been like, man, can you help a brother out? Can you give me one of them Colonel buckets? But I was ready and willing to spend $56. It would have come with 16 tendies, four large fries, and eight
Oh,
biscuits.
okay. All right. That's a good amount of food, I
Oh
suppose.
yeah, totally. And then the biscuits, I don't think any of us would have wanted.
I love their biscuits, but eight is too many.
Well, you need to drown them in butter
Yes.
and maybe have
Ooh.
some gravy.
And their little packets of fake honey. I love those things.
Put it in your tea, honey. I think maybe you could have like come up with some sort of recipe to use those eight biscuits, like
Oh, yeah.
what's the thing with chicken and
Pot pie. Chicken pot pie.
chicken pot pie or chicken and dumplings?
Yeah,
Chicken and
either
dumplings.
one.
I think we could have made good for would have been the carb over OD,
Or
but
I would have just eaten all eight myself.
that's
If you let me.
for show. Why don't we do reusable bags for our grocery shopping? Because there's effort in there and it's hard and we choose the easy way out. And yeah, it results in $1.50 to $2 in plastic bags being thrown in the wasteland every week. But everyone does it.
Yeah, I do reuse a lot of our bags.
We try, yeah.
various, I take them to work with my lunch food sometimes or my gym clothes.
Yeah. I bring a couple in my car, have a couple at work, but in the end, 80-90% into trash. And this 10 cent, the 10 cents is for the environment. Is that what's happening there?
It's just a punishment for you to keep using the plastic bags.
I like being punished, Mr. Newsom. Ooh, I've been a bad girl. We were talking about our wedding cake. We ate our wedding cake 1 year after our wedding. Why did we?
That's a tradition. That's a wedding tradition. Well, you're supposed to save the top. Like if you have a tiered cake, you're supposed to save the little topmost piece. Mm. We just had a sheet cake from Walmart, so we just cut a square and saved that for our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
I don't know what's the idea behind that.
I know.
It's dumb.
It's dumb. And in the end, it's cake.
It was terrible, but Luna did say it was good.
Yeah.
We all had a bite of it.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't classify it as terrible. It's 1 year old cake, but it's almost too good. It's like, this should taste worse. What kind of preservatives are going on here? We did it. You got to save it from your wedding, and then it sits in your freezer for an hour.
A year.
A year, right next to Lucy's tea kettle. It's called clutter. And then you eat it, and you're just like, why did we do this? It's got to be like some rooted in some tradition or good luck or some culture,
superstition.
Something dumb. Sauna, as Marshall Phillips calls it. I went to one. Well, we had one. So I'm from the Tony suburbs in San Diego, and we had a swim and tennis club. Oh, we were so posh. I mean, and it was like Dirty Dancing in the mountains. We had a swim and tennis club, and the pool was a regular pool, and then it had a sauna that we could go in and out of. But we were like 11, 12. We were just dorky little kids going, and we should have never been allowed in there.
Yeah,
because you can do damage. You can stay in there too long.
You're probably so annoying to the adults in there.
There was always like one hairy guy in there just sitting there, like, these kids. You could have like passed out. You could over sauna yourself. They should have never let us in or had some sort of age check or just not had it open while kids were around. When you get as old as I am, you look back at your life and you're like, how did I make it through that? How did I not die? How did I arrive? Before Drake's, it's right by the river down on West Sacramento side of the American River, or is it
Sacramento River?
Sacramento River. And we just took a walk before we went into Drake's down to the Capitol Bridge, the Yellow Bridge. Apartment buildings recently went up there, and they're at 805 Riverfront is the address, and we've seen them progress from nothing to now they're leasing. They're being leased out. You've hated them the entire time, honey. You're anti-growth.
I'm not anti-growth. I just think if you're going to do it well. Make it. You're right on the riverfront. Yeah. You have to make your building beautiful.
Yeah.
Don't just make it like it looks like an office building.
Yeah. There's like a little brick. And I'm like, why didn't you go harder on the brick, dude? It looks just cookie cutter, boring. Big box store or whatever.
It does.
Wondering about the pricing. For 400 square feet, a little over 400 square feet.
Studio.
It's $1,700, which is ridiculous, but also not ridiculous. I was expecting more, over two grand. But you talk about location. You got Raleigh Field right there. You're steps away from Old Saks. Few more steps away from Doco and movies and more food and bars and all that stuff. I think if I was single or when we're old, I would totally move there, dude.
Yeah, I would too if I just was living alone. Even you and I, maybe a couple could live in a studio together.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Have you lived in a studio?
No, but I love studios. I think they're so cute and fun.
The idea of a studio is grand. I would say it's a good old time. But I've lived in a studio and there's nowhere to go. You wake up, you're in your living room. And then when it's time to go to bed, you're in your living room or you're in your
Well, you
bedroom.
can go to the bathroom and shut the door.
And there's a kitchen. There's a tiny kitchen, but there's nowhere to go. It drove me mad having the couch right next to your bed, my bed. Yeah, I wouldn't suggest it. So another thing we got at City Donut was a croissant, and it's one of these ham and cheese stuffed croissants
One
that,
of my favorite foods.
yeah, most donut places. They nuke it. They throw it in the microwave for whatever, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, get it nice and warm. They put it in its own bag, and the amount of grease like seeping through the bag was just like, oh, I knew this croissant was gonna slap. And it was good. We shared it,
Yes.
Mom. We shared it, but it was really good. But we had a question about the cheese, honey. You did some very important research. I said it's Swiss. It's white. It's white cheese.
It ain't no Swiss.
I said it was Swiss, but you've mined the depths of the internet.
I
What did
have.
you conclude, honey? What
I
did you find?
found a dark corner of the internet
Oh
where I
dear.
found a blog
Oh, you've
post.
been in my web history.
Blog posts and research done from 2012. It is white American cheese. And it's so good.
Because it melts.
White American cheese melts really well. Well, American cheese melts really well, and it's also super cheap.
I see. I thought it was really good, and it was nice and warm. We were reading it in the back seat of your Kia. But I think you throw a fried egg on there, put that ham on a griddle, get some caramelization, and then the cheese will really be melty. I think you could charge double. It's just under $5. You could charge double
For an egg?
for Have you been around, honey? The markups that these restaurants do are out of pocket. They're insane. I think you can have a super bussin' breakfast sandwich, but for what it is, the grease, the ham, the nondescript cheese, it was fun. It was nice. For Lennox's birthday, I see here in my notes, he said, "Y'all better get me a hoodie." Wow, thank you for the demand, Lennox. But we did buy him a hoodie. It was baby blue. It's U.S. Polo Association, which isn't Ralph Lauren. It's the Walmart off-brand of Ralph Lauren Polo. But Ralph Lauren makes $80 hoodies, and U.S. Polo Association makes $20 hoodies. But it was baby blue. It was nice.
It was cute.
But immediately when we got it was too small.
Yeah, this was my mistake. I ordered it a small size,
Yeah.
and
Well, you ordered boys, and he's a real man now. He's a small one.
he's growing and he likes his clothes to be bigger and baggier. So that was my mistake.
Well, the size was an issue, but we bought the baby blue because he just got that purple $400 bathing ape hoodie. And he's like, I want to start wearing more colors instead of just black and blue. And so I thought the baby blue was nice. And knowing Lennox is going to get dirty really quickly, but whatever, that's fine. It's a $20 hoodie. But he didn't like the baby blue. So what the heck?
What I've learned from this is let him pick out his own clothes.
Yes,
So we're
yes,
going to return the baby blue and
yes,
I'll let him buy something else.
yes. Yeah, you guys need to hop on Walmart.com. He's a small in
A
men's,
man, small.
real man. Although small will probably be a little big, but he likes
Yeah,
loose.
he actually borrowed one of my hoodies the other day.
Oh.
And it's a big size on me too. And he liked it. So there you
He
go.
has one of my hoodies. It's XL.
Oh yeah.
It's too big for him. He looks like Marty McFly Back to the Future 2 when he had that
Yeah.
jacket that was like, zhoo, zhoo, zhoo. It's way too big, but he looks gosh dang adorable in it. Okay, well, are we done, honey?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for listening to the addendum. See ya.
And a oop.
And sure, we may have lost a brain cell or two. But hello, the comedy, the laughter, the fun. Worth it, okay?
And a oop.
Okay, an addendum to the addendum. We watched episode 2 of Mr. and Mrs. Smith last night. It's okay. Donald Glover and the female lead, an Asian gal, are good. And they have chemistry. But the script is just, it's left wanting. Episode 1, it's small talk. Where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. Because they're pretending to be married. They're secret agents. Okay, I can get past that. Episode 2, John Turturro shows up as some wacky billionaire. And it's just, I don't know. No. It could be so much better. There's 6 more episodes. I'll give it a 3rd, maybe a 4th. Carolyn likes it too. But yeah, it has potential. It's almost there. It's almost there. But Below Deck, new season starts tonight. And I got her hooked on Vanderpump. We haven't watched Vanderpump, but I was all in on the Scandoval last year, 6 months ago, whatever. And so we watched season 11, episode 1. And she dug it. And I was like, yes, our lives finally have meaning. 2 nights a week. Below Deck, Tuesday night. Vanderpump Rules, Wednesday night. The other 5 nights, I mean, void. Void of meaning. Boredom. Lack of content. No point. Pointless. Our lives are meaningless and pointless. 5 nights a week. Saving over $9 in the McDonald's app. My mom would be proud, okay? Grandma Tien, I did it for you. You taught me your frugal ways. I don't adopt all of them, but I gotta get a deal. All right. If there's a deal out there to be had, I got to have it. And so that's what my mama taught me. My mama taught me right. And so saving $9, winner, winner. Eating croissants in the backseat of my wife's Kia. We were fogging up the windows, if you know what I mean. Because the Kia was heated up in the microwave at City Donut. A sandwich, so the croissant with some ham and cheese in there. You fry up an egg and then throw that ham on in a pan. Get some brown it up. Get some flavor on there. You could charge double it.
And
it's priced at $4.95. Throw an egg on there, fry up the ham, melt the cheese. Easily a $10 breakfast Sammy. Like, no problem. Breakfast is, the profit margins in breakfast are astronomical. It's practically price gouging. My mom went to a restaurant for breakfast in San Diego. 2 pieces of toast. 2 eggs, they charge her $12, okay? 2 eggs and 2 pieces of toast, that's less than a dollar of food. And when you're buying bulk, when you're buying at scale or whatever, as these restaurants do, or wholesale or direct or whatever, that's practically free. That's practically free. I have absolutely zero experience in sales or marketing or being a restaurateur or entrepreneurship or math, but I would say make that breakfast sandwich, whip it up, charge double. You're on your way to a golden parachute in your 60s and 70s when you retire. All right, that's it. No more, no less. Fiend.
And a oop.
We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy chicken?
I can't eat no longer.
And a oop.